Angels, wherever and whenever you may be listening to this show across the entire globe. Today is Saturday, January 13th, 2018, and I am your host, Shishi O'Donnell, coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. I am a life, love, and relationship coach, divine lifestyle consultant, and certified angel therapy practitioner. And you are now listening to International Angels Network. We are a show that explores angels, healing, metaphysics, and other empowering topics, and we are a live call-in show. So give us a ring at 1-516-453-9162. That is 1-516-453-9162. And press 1 on your phone or Skype keypad if you'd like to speak to me or our guest, and then you will be in the queue. This episode of International Angels Network is sponsored by Holistic Light Rejuvenation Center, a charitable organization. For more information about the center, please visit internationalangelsnetwork.com. I am so happy to have a beautiful healer and intuitive woman. Her name is Diana Donaldson with us today. Diana is a certified quantum biofeedback specialist who uses a special device from John of God in Brazil, the Spectrum of Light Healing Bed, which uses Vogel quartz crystals to help balance her clients and facilitate healing. She has over 15 years of dedicated experience with quantum biofeedback, helping hundreds of people deal with the effects that stress can have on all levels affecting the body, mind, and spirit. And she also facilitates trips to John of God in Brazil. Welcome to the show, Diana.
To be on with you, Shishi. It's wonderful.
Yay. So I understand you've just moved into a new beautiful home in Mount Shasta not too long ago, and you're loving it up there. What's it like living in the crown chakra of the world?
You know, it's amazing. It's incredible. And you were a part of it, you know, giving me an angel card reading and an intuitive reading. I had some questions, and you were part of it. It's been an so thank you, and it's been life changing. Just following intuition, following a directive that I got. I had only been up here one time before, and even before on the drive up the 5 from LA, I knew I was gonna be hosting workshops up here. And my friend was like, yeah, you will. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, mm-hmm. I'm going to be hosting retreats up there. I can see it. And then I was like, I'm going to start crying. And I was driving. Then I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to be living up there. I'm going to buy a house. What? Yes, you are. Okay, so here I am. And that was less than a year ago. So here I am.
I know.
Yeah.
And it seems sort of like, how is this going to happen? We're going to leave the how up to God. I think that's what we decided. And
that's
it.
Funny.
Absolutely happened because, yeah, God makes a way where there's no way. And if it's meant to be, it's absolutely meant to be.
Right.
And I first met you a couple years ago at my angel circle. I have a monthly angel circle every month, the first Tuesday of the month in Los Angeles, Hollywood Hills, where we get together and work with other intuitives or people who want to increase their own ability to hear and receive messages and give and receive guidance for each other. And Diana Donaldson was there, and she told me what she did, and I was so fascinated. And I went to her office, her beautiful office, and had my first quantum biofeedback session. And this machine, we're going to talk about more in depth what it does, but I've never heard or seen of anything like this. It's unbelievable that it can measure every little thing in your body, from the level of hydration, cellular vitality, the nutrients that were lacking. And the ones that she said were exactly what I had just gotten report from a doctor. So it measures every single thing in you, and in addition, energetic things that you wouldn't even be aware of, including traumas and the dates of certain car accidents. You can see in this computer. It's insane. I mean, it's really amazing. I was pretty blown away, and I've been to you for quite a few sessions since then and referred people to you. And
yeah,
how is that
you.
Going? Maybe you can share a little more about how did you first get into, or how did you become a certified quantum biofeedback specialist?
Well, I think many of us in the metaphysical world and in the healing modalities, intuitive in that, we all have our own story. We all have our own life and trauma and things that call us and that we work through. And a lot of us, it's about giving back. So I had a health challenge, and I was directed to the beginning days of the quantum. It was called a QXCI, a quick C. And the very first time I was hooked up to it, I knew it was the real deal. I felt relief. I felt validated for what was going on. I felt listened to. And it's a tool with the right practitioner, the right intuitive practitioner, to read and do and help clear a lot of stuff. You know, I think... a lot of us are carrying around excess baggage, old trauma. Through the years now, I've been doing it a long time, I've coined a phrase, helping people clear the issues in the tissues, you know. So the old trauma that can get stuck in our psyche, in our memory, in our emotions, and carried and resulting in different health challenges in the body, you know. And the very first time I got hooked up for a little demo, I was in Las Vegas at a show, and the lady was like, do you have liver issues? And I was like, what? And she said, do you have anger issues? And I was like, yeah. Like, what else is going to come up here?
That's
at the time. And then she said, do you have major issues with a certain family member? And I was like, oh, my gosh. Well, what that does is it validated me, but it also helped me clear a lot of stuff that day. You know, I felt like lighter. Mm-hmm. Energetically, everything has a frequency, you know, so it can be read, it can be carried, it can be released, you know, like that. So I felt like that day. And I'll do it when I tell people about what I do. I'll say, did you have an Etch-a-Sketch when you were a kid? Or I'll teach a class and I'll pass around an Etch-a-Sketch, and I don't tell everybody why, but put a few lines in there, scribble on it, draw on it, and we get the whole thing filled up. And then I'm like, this is what happens when you're hooked up with the quantum. It's like you turn the Etch-a-Sketch over and shake it, and you come back with a clean slate. And that's how you feel. Right. And I remember looking at you the first time you came. You're a shiny penny walking in the room anyways. Right. So you have this light about you, Shishi. And then after the session, it opens up your meridians and it clears your aura and, you know, balances your chakras. So most people after a session are just like illumined, you know, they light up.
And you can even take pictures of the aura before and after, which you showed me how that was so cool to see the colors that are coming off of me.
Well, I did that originally, took a screenshot for myself, and, you know, it was kind of, I printed it and I put it on my refrigerator, and when you feel down or this or that, I had it on, like, this is who I really am, you know, vibrant.
Yeah.
All my chakras are open. The color of my aura is violet and indigo and bright around me, you know. So, yeah, we all go through stuff. And what the quantum does is it helps you clear it. I think
Reinform your original, like, what your real soul song or energy vibration is meant to be. It's coming out in its shiny, sparkly, perfect way.
Right. I call it like our original energy blueprint. And our psyche, our body, our soul knows what that is. And we just help people with the quantum hit the reset button, you know?
Yeah.
So I used to have a booth at the Conscious Life Expo for years and years, and a bunch of women and I would be pretty much in the front doors when you walked in. And I thought, okay, I worked on hundreds of people over those years, all of us together, you know, these little half-hour demos. If someone was hooked up to the quantum even one time, I really feel it does a service. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it really helps reset, clear, helps people, like, I don't know about you, years of different trauma and different stuff, but therapy, this, that, all kinds of stuff, and okay, get hooked up to a machine and help you clear, like, how much, you know, past life, lineage, you know, all kinds of stuff.
And yeah. How, if you're wondering what this looks like, it's that she has a zero gravity chair. You land, and then you get on your ankles and wrists and your head these, what would you call them, straps? And they're connected.
Yeah, they're little. They have electrodes on inside the material itself, so it reads what's going on in your system energetically,
mm-hmm.
and then it also sends the healing signals or the balancing energy back in through the straps.
And when, you know, the average person, the way our brain works, we like think linearly, and quantum is the opposite of linear. It's like holographic and holistic and the big picture and everything, mental, physical, spiritual, emotional. It's like, how can you see from a computer machine that someone has issues with a family member? I don't know. I was reading about the quantum, and it says that it uses over 500 programs, and it's done in nanoseconds, over 200 applications and programs to help release stress, trauma, and negativity at the deepest core levels. So it's really, really high-tech programs that, I mean, it's hard to really explain. Maybe you can do better because I know you know more about
it. No, you just did an amazing job. I mean, it just clears stuff in nanoseconds. I mean, the person that invented it is a physicist, you know, like one of those mega brains, you know. And it also has integrated into it a consciousness, a level to it that is intuitive. And again, I'm going to come back to the right practitioner working on it. You know, I could use it just for, basic readouts and work in a doctor's office and under that guise, you know, read what's going on in the spine and where inflammation is and that kind of stuff.
Right.
But, you know, and the tech part, I'm not going to get into all that. The you know, basically now most of us on the call, I think, are metaphysical and Bruce Lipton and that, and believe and know
mm-hmm.
that everything is energy.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is energy, you know, and that by tapping on, working on, say, one part of the body or the psyche, there's a ripple effect. That can, you know, you talked about that hologram. We'll get into talking about John of God a little bit later. And part of what he does is he can tap on one area of your body, one area of your psyche, and help clear, release, heal other parts. That's the hologram.
Mm-hmm.
That's the holographic body, you know.
And part of your session is using that holographic spectrum of light crystal bed. How it works, or can you explain
that's
a little
about whole that? That the crystal bed is an add-on conjunct to a whole separate thing. Like everything I do, I'm not the queen, but I do have I have a lot of different energy machines, and I've always been attracted, as you are, to crystals and energy and all that. So part of what I do is I personally went to John of God, and the whole village down there is on crystals. You know, like you pull into the village and you feel the energy when they build the casa, the grounds where, you know, the buildings are that John of God has his offices and store and shop and the casa itself. They're built on crystals underneath the ground in that area of Brazil. Are, you know, it's bedrock of crystals, quartz crystals, carrying energy. So part of what happens is when you're in the village, those crystals carry energy, they carry messages, they deliver messages. While you're in the casa with John of God, there's, you know, several of these giant, huge master crystals around you. So what you experienced working with me and then myself the first time and every time I go down there, they have these crystal light beds. And it's not a bed itself. It's an arm that holds seven Vogel-like cut crystals. And the reason I'm taking my time talking about that is the Vogel, Marcel Vogel, was a scientist, and there is mathematically a way to cut a crystal that it's able to deliver a signal, deliver energy, deliver a message. And and that's what these crystals do that suspend over you when you do the crystal light bed. It's called chromology, so each of those crystals have a gel color in front of it, the color of our chakras. So it balances your chakras and opens that up and clears energy. And then what many of us believe that go to John of God and why we go is there are hundreds of light beings, angels, beings, ascended masters that work with John of God that are there at the Casa and around me or anybody that calls on them or has been there. So, long story, the crystals themselves, they carry that energy, and while you're being, quote, worked on, there's certain entities that heal you that work through those crystals. So you tap on to that holographic energy from the Casa by not even being there. It's like portal. It's an area that you can step into. And if you know, there's a website for John of God that you can go and find anybody like in New York or California or all over. And so I had one in Encino, and I had one at home, you know, my office in Encino where you came to have sessions. Now that I'm up in Shasta, I have a really sweet, awesome little office now here in Mount Shasta. So anybody can come that's, you know, coming through to do the energy of the mountain. I'll tell you what's happened. The mountain itself, Mount Shasta, I'm segueing now, is like this powerful, feminine, divine, root chakra, amazing energy, right? And it is off the hook incredible. Now what happens is now I come up here and I've got my crystals and my crystal bed. That energy of the mountain now is infused in the crystals. So there's a total different energy. I thought it was powerful in Southern California when I brought it home and into my office. Oh, my God. You know what I mean? It's off the hook here. So it's like I have one at home and I have one.
It's a sacred site. Mount Shasta is a totally sacred site.
Yeah.
Amplifying
and
the frequencies.
It is. It is. And it's amplified these crystals, I'll tell you. So...
So amazing. So if you're in the Mount Shasta area, you can go in person, and you often come to LA, you know, once in a month, right, to see old clients.
I see clients. I do see clients with the quantum biofeedback, and trying to come down once a month. But and some of it is I don't transport the beds though. Once they're set up. Yeah, there are different people though in LA and all over that like what I was saying.
One
you
of
can
our
Google.
Good friends, Krista Gardner in South Pasadena has a beautiful bed and does healing as well. You can contact her, Krista Gardner.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. And I want to back it up a little bit because not everyone knows who John of God is. We're kind of assuming like the world knows.
Right.
Many of our listeners do. But for people who don't know who John of God is, how would you quickly explain who he is?
Oh, okay. John of God is a full trance medium. And what that means is that he has devoted his life to, since he was 7 years old, he's been, profoundly a medium, a trance medium that other entities, beings, in his case, doctors from the other side, saints, come through him and work through him doing energetic healing. So when he says a prayer of Caritas, I'm not saying it correctly, and says this prayer, and these beings come into him, and you'll watch him. His eyes change color, his stature changes, his voice may lower or change, and he does psychic surgeries. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people make a pilgrimage down to this little village in Abajania, Brazil, and he sees hundreds of people a week. And you walk in front of him, and he may put out his hand and he touches your hand, or he may wave to you through as a guide. I'm a guide. I help people with translation, and that I hook you up with somebody that speaks Portuguese. And so John of God might say, this person needs to go to the crystal healing waterfall here. This person needs to go to and have an entity massage where those light beings work through the masseuse's hands. This person mm-hmm. needs to go do a crystal bed. This person needs to, you know, do this or that and then come back to me. So he may mm-hmm. give directives in Portuguese, and then I'm there to ensure that people have the best experience, that they mm-hmm. follow the directives that are given. You know, been taking mm-hmm. groups, I think, 7 or 8 times now. But
wow, when's the next group?
The next group will be the Monday after Thanksgiving 2018. So I don't have my calendar in front of me, whatever that Thanksgiving is this year. A few days later, we get on a plane, and it's just like hold the space for everybody. I've been doing it enough, and I do have Dr. Mark from North Hollywood is my partner in doing, you know, these groups, and mm-hmm. so there's two of us that kind of take care of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a real safe place, and your stuff comes up, and you deal with it, and a lot of miracles happen. I've seen people walk out of wheelchairs, literally. I've seen like people drop their crutches and walk. Blind people. I haven't seen it myself. Blind people see. I do personally a lot of stories of healing with people that have gone down with this. Yeah.
Amazing. So our producer Claudia just typed to me November 28th is the first Wednesday after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So that's when your next tour is. Anyone wants to feel guided to go with Diana? She is a beautiful leader and beautiful person. And you have a background in alternative and holistic medicine in addition to this quantum that you do. How did you first – what's your background with that?
My background is the quantum. So just taking classes and studying and getting certified. And I'm certified as a practitioner for science of mind, religious science like Agape. So there's a whole curriculum and everything we have to do, and I still have that license, and, you know, it's activated. And so every session, as you remember, I start off with an invocation or a prayer,
it's
you know.
Beautiful. Yeah, I love that prayer.
So, a lot of it down at John of God, too, is when we go, you're able to pray down there for people and say prayers and put them up on these special prayer triangles that they have, and all kinds of miracles happen. So I have a lot of people that will give me their picture, and you can get healing herbs from John of God that are infused with energy. So everything's energy, and
Well, I'm definitely fascinated. I would love to go with you in November of next year. And you were saying how it can be physical, like there's a lot of walking. It is a trip, like it's an adventure in Brazil.
Well, where we stay, I kind of pride ourselves in it because we'd been there a few times, and there's different places you can stay. We stay at some place called Pousada Luz Divina. It's owned by an American woman, and her partner is Canadian, and it's clean and beautiful grounds, and they even have a labyrinth, and we get all these deluxe rooms, and all your meals and everything are included. So back to the walk, it's not far. It's a couple blocks.
Oh, okay, good.
That's cool. So if people don't want to, if people are like, you have a psychic surgery, it's called an intervention, we put you in a cab. We don't let you walk home. You get in a cab, and you go home, and you're in your room for...
Gently rest.
Yeah. So, but there's the great little crystal shops, of course, and then there's like Fruities, which is like incredible food, you know, and coffee that Brazil's really well known for. But that's all in walking distance.
Cool.
So all of that.
I was thinking more like a remote, like really kind of far village with a lot of, I don't know why I was thinking of that, but wonderful.
Well,
go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You can finish that thought.
No, I was going to say, you know, it is an hour and a half from the airport, It's a gorgeous drive, and it's not twisty turny through the jungle. You know, you go through mm-hmm. these little towns and on a freeway, and it's just rolling gorgeous hills and all that. But yeah, I mean, there's different parts of this village. Like one side of the tracks is John of God mm-hmm. and the soup kitchens and the crystal waterfalls and the shops and all that. And then over there, you don't want to go over there. You know what I mean?
Like, I hear you. I got it.
Right. So that's it. That's what I was going to say.
Thank you. So you had a spiritual awakening at some point. Was it because of your health challenge in the quantum, or did your whole metaphysical journey start before that?
Oh, it started before that. I think if you look at my chart, you know, a lot of it is about spirituality and being a leader and a teacher. And you know, many mm-hmm. of us, I think, experience hardships or trauma or lessons, and however you want to word it, that gets us to learning about forgiveness, gets us to
mm-hmm.
taking it deeper to meditation, getting us to, you know, I follow the law of attraction and you know, Esther and Jerry Hicks and all that. And then
mm-hmm.
it's all kind of, you know, it's keeps going, learning. I think the quantum validated a lot and healed on a lot of levels. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, it validated a lot. And then I think we carry a lot through even in past lives. And that has been a big part of my healing in healing that, and now helping other people through the work with the quantum.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I went to John of God, they call it a phalange, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these light beings. There's one guy named Dr. Augusto, who was an Austrian surgeon who comes through John of God, and he's pretty profound. And, you know, so I meditate every day and I pray and I'm a practitioner of science of mind, and I go to John of God for the first time, and I've got like this little list in my hand of the three things that I would like healed, and that's what everybody does, and I've got my little list and I'm feeling pretty good, and John
mm-hmm.
of God just waves his hand at me and says, you know, go do four crystal beds and come back. And I'm going, well, what happened? And the translator goes, well, your energy was pretty dark and he couldn't read, and this way you get cleaned up. I was like, what? My ego, you know what I mean?
You're like, my energy? I'm sure you had to be mixed up with someone else.
Right. But I mean, yeah. So like, okay. So in that, those crystal bed sessions, I can't tell you the amount of movement. I was like, I was almost scared. I didn't open my eyes. You know, I'm laying there. I could feel energy working on me and tears running down my face. And it's like, you know, I had worked on the quantum. I had done this and done that. Well, how come it's not released? Well, I think a lot of really deep, like, you know, where did this stuff originally come from? You know what I mean? So I think through all of it, we find different means to heal and get validated and psychically grow. You know, it's like more gets uncovered and our light gets brighter. And man, our intuition and our depth is deeper, right? You know that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's always a process. It's peeling the onion and there's never an end to this journey. We're never going to reach that point of like perfect enlightenment. You know, it's just every
right.
single day, just getting more and more responsible for our own energetic field and vibration, staying clear and keeping our vibration high and spreading the love and light. Go team. Anyways, we're at the midway point of our show now, and we're going to be taking calls. You can ask Diana anything about her quantum machine, her John of God trips, any more. If you have questions about John of God and her experiences or thinking about going, feel free to call and ask her. Or if you'd like a live mini reading, feel free to give us a ring and I will do some angel channeling for you. 516-453-9162. Make sure you press 1 to be in the host queue. 516-453-9162. Listen to International Angels Network every Wednesday, Tuesday, and Saturday, where we explore everything metaphysical, spiritual, mystical, and much more. We also will take your calls for angel messages live on the air. You can connect with me at internationalangelsnetwork.com/she-she. My name is Shishi, and there's a little hyphen or dash in the middle there. For info on my readings, events, or coaching packages, please visit my website, divineguidancereadings.com, with an S, or follow or friend me on social media. I'm Shishi O'Donnell or Angel Shishi on Instagram. Time for calls. Give us a ring at 516-453-9162, and make sure you press 1 to speak with Diana Donaldson or me. So we have a call area code 929. What's your name?
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
My name is Toya, and I'm calling from Connecticut.
Talia?
Toya.
Oh, how do you spell that?
T-O-Y-A.
Oh, Toya.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you have a question for Diana or a question for the angels?
Definitely just want to see what the angels have as far as my finances and me moving.
Right.
And also with Diana.
Have a question for Diana too concerning the crystal bed.
Oh, yes, I do have a question concerning the crystal bed. Well, my sister has a question concerning the crystal bed.
Okay, so we're going to answer your question first, and then we're going to put your sister on, have her ask us, Diana, the question. Okay?
All right,
so
thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I mean, the cards I pulled for you are trust your intuition, raising your standards. If you get nervous, focus on service. So regarding moving, that's a definite yes. You've been knowing that's in the cards for a while now, right? And the angels want to remind you how worthy you are to have a place that's your own place that feels good, that you love.
Mm-hmm.
And regarding finances, you've been nervous about moving forward with something because you have a lack of self-esteem or belief in your own worth. Is that right?
Yeah, 1,000% correct.
So what is it that you are, how can you help people? Well, what is your special gift? Are you aware of what it is?
I am not aware of it. I did, I'm starting to notice it more and more where I'm thinking things and I'm speaking things and it's repeating itself. Or it's manifesting really, really fast. And I don't know what to do with it. It scares me.
So you're saying when you're speaking, you're repeating things really, really fast? Is that
what you're
saying?
Like if, no, like if I, all right, for example, yesterday me and my sister went out and when we was leaving the restaurant, you know, we was goofing around, and I said to the guy, I said, you know, we're all God's gift. And he was like, oh, my God. And he pulled up his shirt sleeve, and there was a tattoo that said God's gift.
See, good
like, we're
you.
All
now,
God's
you
gift.
You followed your intuition because you're totally in tune with the angels, and you spoke something that was kind of takes guts to, like, talk to a stranger. And it was a sign that person needed to hear, and you needed to see the sign to know that this is for real. We're all connected. We're all one. There's no reason for you to ever be shy or scared about accepting yourself. You're very connected. And when I tune in with you, I see you as a connector. I see you as a healing, bright light energy, kind of like fairy angel that just spreads love and light. And you would do well in any job that has to do with harmonizing either office or groups of people. You're a connector. You're an uplifter. You're inspiring and sweet, and you're just kind of not really getting your own worth, I think, and aware of your own worth. So this card is, put your entire intention on answering the question, how can I make the world a better place? And the law of attraction will automatically take care of your needs. And then I got the card, make a wish. This is a magical moment. Make a wish and enjoy its manifestation. So what is your dream job that you would like to be doing? Do you know what that is? You don't have.
I definitely wanted to do healing work. I wanted to use my massage. I wanted to do end-of-life massage therapy. I definitely want to be one of the people that can guide, you know, people into the,
like
the
in
afterlife or the place that they need to be.
Working
okay?
in a hospice? Like working in a
yes.
hospice? Okay.
Yes.
Well, that can be very lucrative, actually. So I want you to close your eyes and picture yourself doing that healing, loving work, helping people transition with your beautiful channeling, that healing, loving energy, and seeing your bank account go up and up and up. And just, of course, you're going to have money coming in because you're giving so much beautiful, high vibrational energy out. It's absolutely natural because giving and receiving is a circle. You can't just give, give, give and not receive. It's all connected and all one. Picture that money flow coming in, and I'm seeing, you know, you need to open your mouth and ask your friends and people you know for who do you know that knows someone that might be hiring. I don't see you starting off in that. I see you starting off at another job and then moving over to that within 3 months. So be open to that. But the key is you explaining to people, everyone, what your passion is and what you want to do and wait for the and expect the door to open.
Oh, wow. Yes, it does. It feels really good to hear that.
Okay, wonderful, Toya. Well, best of luck with that. And we want to, does your sister want to talk to Diana real quick?
Yes, please. And thank you very much.
You're welcome. Much love.
Much love.
Hi, my name is Soroya. Thank you for also taking my call and my question. So, Miss Diana, in Connecticut, we do also have someone that went through the same process of the John of Gun and has her table. But my question is it safe for someone who has seizures to go through that process? Because I'm wondering, because my sister's son, older son, has seizures, and the doctors, when we take him to the doctor, they don't know what's provoking it more than they just want to give the medication to calm the anxiety of the triggers. You know.
Yeah, I think because of the flashing lights, I would use caution. I wouldn't recommend it. You know, as a practitioner, if I knew somebody had issues with seizures, I would be reluctant to put them on there. But what I will tell you is, you can email me back, or you can go to that practitioner. And I would think she would have one of the prayer triangles from John of God, and she could put that young man's name on the prayer triangle, and you know have his name be having him get healing energy from the Casa that way. The other reason I'm saying you can email me is there is a group, and one of us, some of us, you know, it's a lot of us on Facebook that go to John of God. We all put, like, when somebody needs a prayer, and then there's hundreds of people praying for that person. You know what I mean? And so
right.
I would do that for him, you know. But if he were my client, I probably would not put him on the bed because they do blink those different colors, and I understand that it possibly could be a trigger. Yeah.
Right.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, thank
now
you.
I'm
you're
for
welcome.
Your question, and thanks
thank
for calling
you.
In. Okay. So give us a ring at 1-516-453-9162 and make sure you press 1 on your phone keypad if you'd like a free mini reading or to talk to Diana Donaldson. Area code 954, what is your name and where are you calling from? Area code 954, are you still there? How about area code 929? Area code 929, are you still there? 954? Area code 954. Hi.
I'm here.
How are you? What's your name and where are you calling from, love?
Kathy from Hollywood, Florida.
Hi,
thank
Kathy.
Hi.
Hi. So how can we help you today, Kathy?
Well, I was hoping that my angels might have something to say to me or relay to me.
Okay. So do you have any questions or you just want general guidance?
Well, I have a husband and our son and, of course, my family in heaven, you know, as well.
Mm-hmm. So, well, do you write in a journal or write?
Yes.
So they want you to do more writing. It says your life purpose involves writing, reading, editing, or selling spiritually based books. So, and you're very intuitive. It says listen to your intuitive feelings. Your body is receiving accurate messages from the divine. So your angels want you to get confidence in yourself, your own value, worth, the message you have to share to touch people, and get out of the closet, get out of the spiritual closet, so to speak. You know, I think you're very humble about your own gifts, and you've been a caretaker of many your whole life and doing for others. But you have a very interesting story to share and bring to light. So how far along are you with writing?
Well, I've completed a book. I just haven't had it published yet. But
well, congratulations.
Very encouraging.
Give me a high five. I'm so happy to hear that. You did it.
Thank
Good
you.
For you. So it doesn't
you
just gave birth to your baby, which is the book. Now, what's been missing is the confidence to promote the book, right? Because you feel like maybe you're not sure how to go about that. Is that where you're stuck? You have it done, but you don't know the next steps?
I think it's more or less the confidence, but...
yes, that's what I'm feeling.
Do you... has my husband or our son come forward?
I'm wanting to focus on you and your empowerment, and this is what's coming through. Because the other card I got is inner power. So
Okay. Let's
go into and decode the lack of power that you're feeling and the lack of confidence. And I want to just reroute you a little bit to remind you of the truth of who you are, because you're forgetting your true divine nature. Because when you're aware of your own true divine nature, confidence is just a natural byproduct. You know, you were raised to be a nice young lady and not be, you know, too conceited or, you know, come off like, you know, braggadocious or whatever. So you're very kind of gentle energy and beautiful and kind and humble and sweet. But there is another level to your potential power that you can step into, which is not overly humble and not overly conceited, but just a perfect amount of knowingness in what you have to share is important. And it's not just about you and your little self-worth. It's about making a difference in the world and helping people. So, and your book is about helping people, correct?
Yes, it is.
So
very intuitive. Wow.
Yeah, so there's no reason for you to be not wanting to share the story that actually makes a difference in the world. So let's do a little visualization with the picturing your power chakra in the center of your being. Take a deep breath. And I just want you to picture the beautiful sun in our solar system shining through you as you in your solar plexus, connected to our sun, the grand central sun, and all the multiverses, directly to your creator, father, mother, God. Your life is the life of God, and you are an individualized aspect of God, and you're the only one like you in the entire world. And you're here to share your specific gifts and frequencies and visions and stories with the world to help. So there's no reason at all to not feel confident about that. There's nothing lacking in you. Just like the acorn has the blueprint for the oak tree in it, you have the blueprint for an inspiring, famous, you know, author that can go around. And I'm seeing what's missing is you need to be able to express what your book is, to pitch it really clearly with confidence. So they're suggesting you take some classes like Toastmasters or marketing, book marketing, get your pitch down, something like that, real world stuff, because this is, you know, in order to get a vision like this out, it takes real world stuff, training and learning things and practicing it. You're just not used to it, that's all. And once you get used to it and you have it memorized, you have a 30-second pitch of what your book is about, then you get people behind you to help get it out there. But they're saying to go for it. That's what you're here for.
Wow.
Your life is not about your husband and your son. Your life is about you, your mission, and your message. They're fine. Don't worry about other people as much. Put your energy into birthing this new project, you know, finishing the birth. You already gave birth to the book. Now it's a matter of, it's like having a baby, never letting it out of the house. You know what I'm saying? Or so it's time to get the baby out.
I understand completely.
Well, thank you so much. Well, thank you for your call and many blessings. And good luck
thank
to you with
you
that
so-
book. Okay. Have a great day. So area code 914, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. My name is Catherine, and I'm in New York.
Hi. I'm so sorry. Kathleen? How do you spell that?
Catherine.
Oh, Catherine. Got it. Hi, Catherine. Did you have a question for Diana, or did you want a mini reading?
I actually, I guess it's a question for Diana. I was wondering about a healing I've been doing. I'm wondering if you see it, if you see it being effective so far. I've been doing a lot of healing work on myself. Last night I found a crystal that I thought was lost, and I worked with that, and I feel that helped a little bit too. Might you be able to look into that for me?
What can I ask? What kind of health challenge you've been having or working, you know, clearing?
Well, actually, it's two. I guess they're kind of related, but it's a cyst, ovarian.
Okay. What kind of crystals are really, really powerful. So when you sat with it, did you sit and meditate with it last night? And what kind of feeling came over you?
Yes, I put the intention on it to heal, that I am perfect health, and I held it close, and I actually slept with it on me all night.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of times, too, when I put the crystals on me, or I have certain ones that kind of talk to me across the house almost, you know, that I may not pay attention to all the time. So it's good that you found that one. I think it was meant to be. And, you know, that it does and can channel energy, you know, just talking to the energy of the crystal and asking it to direct its healing light to wherever you need it. And then also, you know, they carry messages and stuff. So this particular crystal just sounds like it came back into your life for a reason. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, that makes me feel really good.
Me too.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I just was feeling guided to lead a healing meditation for Catherine and some of our listeners after this, but did you have something else to tell her?
No, I just I've got the biggest smile on my face right now. I love hearing stuff like this. That you know, nothing's ever really lost. That it was guided back into her life for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
mm-hmm.
it feels like a very powerful crystal. I was just going to ask what kind of crystal it was.
I believe it's called tumbled emerald.
Oh wow. Yeah, the emeralds are purely very, very high unconditional love and deep, deep heart energy. So if you Google it when we hang up or just kind of, you know, look up emerald, I think you'll be really pleased. It's a wonderful stone for union. Are you in a partnership now? Do you have one coming in?
I do. I
that would be awesome. It's like, I hope so. Well, you're calling in your partner with that beautiful emerald, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think that's why
so
it was called
double.
Back. Yeah, double meaning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. So, would you like to do
awesome.
A meditation that heals, you know, mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body?
I'm sorry.
Would you like to do a meditation, join me in a meditation to help heal mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional bodies?
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely.
Okay, great. So everyone who's listening on the call, just take some deep breaths. Breathing in white light and exhaling anything, dark smoke, darkness, fears. And we're going to picture your aura about 6 feet around your body, and we're going to breathe in white light to the aura. And this is a breathing meditation, so I'm going to tell you how to do it. It's going to be an inhale. The first one is I'm I am in-breathing God's love and healing into my etheric body. So you're picturing white light come into your aura, and you breathe in and hold the breath. And as your breath is held, the next line is, I am absorbing God's love and healing in my mental body. So you're going to just keep the breath held as you absorb the white light into the area around your head, your mental body. And then you're going to do an exhale and exhale into your abdominal area, your emotional body. As I say, I am exhaling, expanding God's love and healing into my emotional body. And then you leave the breath breathed out, and we'll do, I am projecting God's love and healing into every cell, atom, tissue, and organ of my physical body. So as it's breathed out, you leave it breathed out for that moment and picture the white light going into every cell of your physical body. So we'll do this together now. Take a deep breath. I'm in breathing God's love and healing into my etheric body. I'm absorbing God's love and healing in my mental body. Leave it. Don't breathe yet. And then expand. Exhale. I am expanding God's love and healing into my emotional body. And I am projecting God's love and healing into every cell, atom, tissue, and organ of my physical body. I am in-breathing God's love and healing into my etheric body. I am absorbing God's love and healing into my mental body. I am expanding God's love and healing into my emotional body. And I am projecting God's love and healing into every cell, atom, tissue, and organ of my physical body. I am in-breathing God's love and healing into my etheric body. I am absorbing God's love and healing into my mental body. I am expanding God's love and healing into my emotional body. And I am projecting God's love and healing into every cell, atom, tissue, and organ of my physical body. I am inhaling God's love and healing into my etheric body. I am absorbing God's love and healing into my mental body. I am expanding God's love and healing into my emotional body. And I am projecting God's love and healing into every cell, atom, tissue, and organ of my physical body. I am in-breathing God's love and healing into my etheric body. I am absorbing God's love and healing into my mental body. I am expanding God's love and healing into my emotional body. And I am projecting God's love and healing into every cell, atom, tissue, and organ of my physical body. And this is a very powerful white light healing. If you are sick or experiencing health challenges, or even just feeling low energy, this is a great way to clear and reharmonize all the cells in your body. You know, if you can do it for 15 minutes a day, that would be wonderful. So thank you so much for your call, Catherine. I hope that helps. And to everyone else who's listening, thank you so much for calling in. If you have any more questions or would like a reading, just press 1. We see a lot of people listening and haven't pressed 1. I don't know if you're nervous about being on the show, but don't be shy. Feel free to press 1, and we can answer your questions. And any last words from our guest, Diana Donaldson? Thank you so much for being here with us. What are you up to now? Is there something you want to share that you're doing now or you'd like to promote, or
just you know, getting my business set up and off the ground here in Mount Shasta. Can I go ahead and give out my website, and it has the information there? Yeah. So it's quantumalternativehope.com.
Yes.
Yeah. And my email, somebody had, I had said they could email me if they'd like a special prayer to be put on the prayer wheel, either here at my office, or I'll get it online, you know, down to Abajania, to the CASA is DianaRoars@yahoo.com. So DianaRoars@yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And are you teaching workshops?
I will be. I you know, going to get through the winter here, and I will be setting up workshops here in Mount Shasta. Yeah, I just moved, and you know, so this California girl is like loading in wood and got a wood stove and, you know, getting everything kind of winterized here. So it's there's no snow on the ground in town today, but there's lots up on the mountain. It's incredibly beautiful here today. But yeah, I will be having workshops.
You're going on lots of hikes, and you have little deer that come and visit you. So it's so beautiful in the middle of nature.
Oh, I know.
Tell us more about that. What's your hiking schedule?
I'm learning more of about the mountain and the beings of the mountain and the energy of the mountain and the Wintu, the Indians, and it's just a sacred place, you know. I'm very mindful when I'm walking and listening and seeing things and not taking things off the ground and walking them, you know, back down the hill with them and that kind of stuff. You know, they have incredible water up here. You know, the headwaters, the beginning of the Sacramento River is from the spring water of the mountain. It's incredible. No more filtering the water. I've never lived in a place where you could turn on the faucet and drink out of it ever.
Mount Shasta water is so delicious when I filled up 20 bottles.
Yeah. So there's so incredible energy. You know, the water is alive. You know, so yeah, with electrolytes and energy.
And then Telos, I heard that there's a city called Telos above the mountain, and these beings, they're like tall, white, like
Telos is actually in the mountain. It's underground.
Oh,
and the woman that one of the authors, one of them is a new friend and client, Diane Robbins, and she wrote about Telos, and that information was channeled, and I actually spent Thanksgiving with her in her home, and you know, she's got two or three books that she's written, and one of them is about the trees. You know, there's a incredible healing energy about the mountain, the trees up here. I have four cedar trees in my yard, and I mean, you know, I lived in L.A. forever, so it's like, you know, go outside, sit under the trees, meditate. It's a little too cold to do that right now, but yeah.
Just a lot of walk. Well, we miss you in L.A., that's for sure. I'm glad you come back now and again.
Thank you.
Do you have any open spots when you come back in January for other people in L.A.?
Totally booked up.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're super popular. And
yeah, thank you. Well,
amazing.
if they want a session in February or March, they can email me and I'll get right back to them, you know, and I'm also on Facebook, so
Diana Donaldson on Facebook, Diana Donaldson, quantumalternativehope.com is the website, and dianaroars@yahoo.com.
Thank you.
To reach Diana. Thank you so much for being on the show with us today. And I am Shishi O'Donnell. I'm so excited to be a host on the International Angels Network. I've been doing this since August. It's been so fun and fantastic interviewing. You know, what I found out when I was started hosting, you know, we get requests from people who want to be interviewed on the show. And I have so many talented, ultra-spiritual, you know, metaphysical friends who are movers and shakers that are really doing beautiful, up to amazing things, that I haven't even had the time to get anyone who I don't personally know yet as guests. So I'm so blessed to have such a huge pool of fantastic people to pull from, including you, Diana. I'm really honored that you're with us today.
Thank you. Sharing
your story and sharing about John of God and sharing about the quantum. It's fascinating stuff. I mean, we're never been in such an amazing time in history where all these alternative options are available to help people get balance again. It's not just go to the doctor and get on antibiotics.
Right.
Thank God. Anyway, many blessings to all of you. Have a great week, and we will see you next week.
Thank you. Namaste.